The autumn of 2003 was the wettest for some years on the south coast. The RTA's consultants, aware of the link between rainfall and rockfalls, recommended that a rainfall protocol be introduced that would automatically close the road after more than 35 millimetres of rain had fallen.
In 2003, started raining consistently, and that's where the problem started at that point of time, because the road was being closed about every fortnight for a period of 1 or 2 days, and the community got very agitated because they were under the impression the work we had done had been sufficient enough to keep the road full time, and they weren't very happy with the road being closed all the time.
We found ourselves caught between some very soundly based recommendations about risk levels and the fact that this was creating a really intolerable problem for the local community, and that they would never know whether the road was going to be open and may well find themselves or part of their family and their kids on the wrong side of it when it did close. So it was creating substantial disruption.
In March of 2003, the New South Wales Minister for Roads visited Wollongong and was met by a delegation of local residents demanding that a permanent solution be found. Mel Bilonevsky recalls.
That started the whole train of events off where we had to review, we were given instruction by a minister to review the rainfall protocol. We engaged another consultant to review that. And in the end, the long and short of it was that the next consultant said that even though we reduced the risk of life from 1 in 10 years to about 1 in 40 years, including the rainfall protocol, the reality is we should be targeting something like 1 in 1,000 years to reach these so-called Australian guidelines, geomechanics guidelines. Now, there's a lot of debate about that, but the long and short of it was that the road was closed in July of 2003 after that report, because we couldn't guarantee the risk of life to come anywhere near that. Shortly after we closed the road in July, we had those sea swell events where we had pounding seas come in and undermine the embankment at the amphitheatre, and the whole road cracked open and the tow and the embankment started slipping away from the road, to the point that had we not had the road closed, we would have had to close it anyway.
In August of 2003, it was decided to close Lawrence Highgrove Drive for an indefinite period. At that point, the community became politically active.
We marched from Scarborough School to the picket line at this end, and at that particular time it was really heated, and they had the police there and security, and that people were quite wild because they knew that it's going to be a long time. You know, you had your Greens, you had your Liberals, you had your Labor people, you know, you had your independent people talking and that, and the RTA was just, they were saying one thing and people wanted something else, or one part of the people wanted something else, you know, and they wanted to smash the picket line down. I mean, I know about picket lines and I know about unions and I know about, you know, the feelings of people.
All the other closures, we were told right over, the road is closed for a period of X amount of weeks or months. We could wear that because it was light at the end of the tunnel. But when they closed at this time, they said it is closed indefinitely and may not open again. That made it pretty hard because it affected our business, the Scarborough Hotel, went down to 50% of its turnover. My son said to Carl Scully, how would you feel if Mr. Carr said to you, I'm going to cut your wages in half this week? He said, I wouldn't like it. He said, well, that's what you're doing to us. The Clifton Hotel has gone broke. The service station at Stanmore Park has gone broke. And we lost some good staff over it. We employed 3 apprentices. You've got the school that's probably going to lose a teacher because the kids from Colcliffe, which is what a 10-minute drive to school, have got to go around the top. So it's affected business, it's affected the schools, it's affected the community to a great extent, but I still think it's drawn the community closer together.
The road's very important to the residents, right? Because it's a lifeline, isn't it? I mean, now it's closed.
No, some residents want it shut and consider it like to be a little isolated, dreamy village. But this road is most important to Wollongong, because how else would you go out of Wollongong, which we have. We've had major bushfires and we've been locked in here for a week because the two top roads going out, this has gone out, had to go all the way down for an hour to get in there. And so it's most important when Wollongong is about to become a suburb of Sydney, it's most important that it has alternate reasons. And of course the fog is one, bushfire is another one, and storms.